Thanks for staying with us. This is Led Zeppelin, the first three albums, Then and Now. Since the debut Zeppelin record was recorded so quickly, the companion disc on the deluxe and super deluxe release is the band performing at the Olympia Theater in Paris in 69. What does Jimmy Page remember about playing the venue back then?
Olympia was one of those venues that you would hear, like the Vienna State Opera House or the Albert Hall, that had a fantastic reputation to it. I mean, everybody did that. It was the prestige gig, as far as I know, the Olympia, and it was really wonderful to play. You can hear they're really, really, really enthusiastic, and that was good. Do I remember it? Let's put it this way. We did a lot of concerts, but I recall it when I listened to it.
For John Paul Jones, listening to that show was a reminder.
It reminded me about how good a band it was. Also, actually, it reminded me how much I miss John Bonham, especially listening to the things, you know, in mid-development, before the focus was on what the song was about or the vocals or anything, just hearing rhythm tracks and things like that. I just was sent back to the place and time and just remembered how amazing he was.
And here are Robert Plant's recollections.
I don't remember anything. I remember nothing at all. I don't even know where I was, what was happening. I know I failed my GCSEs in French three times, and I think I improved it after the show quite a lot. My vocabulary increased the more the band increased in popularity. But I can't remember a thing. I don't know anything about it. Well, I mean, it's true, though. I mean, how many times... We played Paris a lot, but I can't remember any of them. But I can remember after-show moments, and that was about it, really. Exchanges with locals.
Thank you. A portion of the more than 11-minute live performance by Led Zeppelin of You Shook Me from the Olympia in Paris in 1969. Each member of Led Zeppelin contributed their unique talents in order to create the musical magic the band was weaving. For example, John Paul Jones played bass, wrote music, and contributed to the arrangements. He also played keyboards in the studio and on the road. In order for his Hammond organ to break through the loud volume that the band played at live, they had to get creative. The solution to that problem opened up the door for mischief by the other bands on tour with Zeppelin. John Paul Jones explains.
I had a Hammond organ and a Mellotron. Oh, a Mellotron. I used to just approach this thing with the greatest trepidation and fear. So when I put my hands on those keys, what is going to come out? Will it be anywhere near pitch? Will it be at half speed? Will it be a string sound or a flute sound? Oh, And the Hammond organ was good. He used the old Brian Auger trick of putting the Leslie in the dressing room with a couple of mics so you can get it really, really loud, which does have its dangers, because you'd find that members of rival bands, and we used to do it to other bands too, you'd just creep into the dressing room in the middle of the gig and sort of shout obscenities through the mic.
Lying, cheating, hurting, that's all you seem to do. Messing around every guy in town. Playing your game, drive me insane. Trouble's gonna come to you. One of these days, and it won't be long. You look for me, but baby, I'll be gone. This is all I gotta say to you, woman. Take a breath. It's fading away. Can't feel you anymore. Don't care what you say, 'cause I'm gonna wait to stay. Gonna make you pay for that great big hole in my heart. People talking all around. Watch out, woman. No longer is it your.
Time is going to come from the newly remastered Led Zeppelin. more unreleased songs, and the band performs a Herculean feat during the next portion of Led Zeppelin, the first three albums, Then and Now.